It's Thursday, the 19th of February. This is the Sodcast. This is episode 28.
Absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin, we're recording the Sodcast.
Somebody killed a hyena airplane, please.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.
Yes, welcome to episode 28 of the Sodcast. It is, of course, the 19th of February, Saturday. You're not imagining things. The Sodcast was not published on Thursday. I'll get to that in a minute. I do, of course, however, have a wonderful show lined up for you this weekend. Enough to give you all of the hints, tips and tricks that you need to get yourself through the next week in the wonderful great outdoors as the sun shines in beautiful North County Dublin. More than that, I have got my tool of the week and my plant of the week, amongst many things. If you need to get in touch with me, you can do so in the following ways. It's info@donneganlandscaping.com by email. I'm at Donegan Gardens on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping. Moving on. This week on the blog, I have to say I had the honour, the pleasure and the privilege to meet a gentleman gardener called Frank Foley. Frank is an accredited rose judge. He was heavily involved with the Clontarf Now Garden Society, formerly Clontarf Horticultural Society. I split the audio into two parts. I chopped it and edited it mildly, but what you've got and what I published on Valentine's Day was the speak from Frank about roses. And if you're looking at buying roses, or if you're even thinking about having one in your garden, it's an invaluable piece of audio from a guy who I would call probably Ireland's greatest expert on the subject. A brilliant, brilliant piece. And funnily enough, for all of the audios that I've published, this piece of audio, surprisingly, possibly, is the third most listened to ever piece of audio that I've ever recorded. Now, don't get me wrong, number two is actually Jack Charlton. My interview with Jack Charlton. Yeah, Frank is number three. But Frank made it to number three within the space of about 3 hours. I was blown away, flabbergasted, whatever you wish to call it. But that will tell you how popular it proved. It is absolutely amazing. The second part of the audio that I did with Frank, I suppose, is the chat that I had with him about his career as a gardener, his life as a gardener, and the why. And there's a really nice bit in there where he turns around, and I think the comment that he made, I don't want to misquote the chap, but I think the comment that he made was that, you know, about gardeners who never took summer holidays and that he felt a little bit for the families. And I could only but laugh at that because I've never had a summer holiday in the 10 years that Donegan Landscaping has been in business.
If something doesn't work for you, well, it may have been the weather was part of the reason for it. Try it again, it might work the next time. Don't be too ambitious. And talk to somebody who is growing if you can. And ask what would grow in my garden if you knew somebody's garden, and ask him what he grows in his, then you'll find out that should grow in my garden too, provided of course that it's treated well, that you don't go off on holidays for a month in summer and leave the thing scorched. Get somebody to come in, you know, now and again and throw a bucket of water on it. But they can, you know, if you take it too seriously, it can interfere with things like family holidays. And there's no future in that, you know. Absolutely none in that.
Well worth a listen. Suggest strongly that you go take a listen to it. Now, here's the other bit. Why is the garden podcast being delayed? Well, it's a really simple one. I do make gardens for a living, and that's exactly what I was doing. The job I was on, I suppose you might say, was a two-week job, but I wanted to do it in the space of 1 week. And so what happened was last week I went out and I handpicked all of the plants for the garden and brought them to the garden. It was actually in Swords in North County Dublin, so not too far away from where I am based. brought them out to the garden and I had them there ready to go. The second part of it was an 8 metre by about 3 metre wide and about 2 metre tall handmade pergola. That's a massive amount of timber. So what I did was all of the timber was delivered to my base on Thursday. And between Thursday and in the evenings then, as the weather turned against me, and I was fully aware that the weather was going to do so, I prepped as much of the timber as I could under shelter. The timber was planed and chopped and sawed, and sanded, painted. The notches were taken out, all ready to go. So when, and again, bear in mind, this is a one-off. This isn't kit bought. This is one-off made to fit, to suit the garden that was being made for, I have to say, an amazing client that is. And if you're listening, how are you doing? And thank you so much. Absolute pleasure. So when we arrived to the garden, I suppose you might suggest what we had was our own bespoke kit for this pergola that was going to be put together. And that's exactly what happened. On Thursday morning, I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, had the porridge, had my coffee, etc. I got home, I'd say it was about 9:45, and I felt extremely knackered. And I felt it was a little bit unfair to record a podcast just for the sake of recording a podcast. And I didn't feel, to be very honest, that I would have been able to put my heart and soul into the podcast, or my heart anyway, at least, into the podcast. And so I held off and said, look, I'll do it on Saturday morning when I'm a little bit more relaxed and I'm feeling a little bit more energetic. I've a little bit of a sniffle. I'm having a cup of coffee in between all of this, my beautiful podcast mug. But, you know, and so I think it was probably a very, very wise decision that I made, to be very, very honest with you. Nonetheless, moving straight on to my plant of the week, and you can see the image for it is the little yellowy green catkins, little pendulums that are hanging down. The plant that is a Corylus avellana contorta. It's Corylus's hazel and contorta being contorted. There's only one set of catkins on it, and they're just after, I suppose, popping out in the last couple of days, and it's just so pretty in a world without foliage that is, I don't know, it just made me smile this morning. I just kind of said, yeah, okay, that'll do. And I know I'd put one of those into Anne's garden. I featured it on the blog as well beforehand. Moving on to my tool of the week, it's the Philips IP65. This is a tool that I bought. It's not a tool, it's a floodlight. But it was of particular use this week because of the fact of wanting to get the garden done within the space of 1 week. And again, you know, this isn't about speed. It's more about accuracy and getting it right. But it's also a case of that I wanted the garden back in the client's hand by Saturday, so that the client gets a chance to, I mean, Peter Donegan has made the garden, and Peter Donegan is Peter Donegan Memorial Garden, you might say. And what it needs is, if you analogize this into your own home, when you get your house built or your extension put on and the walls are painted and the kitchen units are in, and it takes a couple of months for you to be able to put up the picture frames and to figure out where is the best place for the salt and pepper and the cups and the mugs, etc., to go. And that's really what I wanted. And I think you couldn't ask for a more beautiful day than it is in Dublin. The sun is just glorious. I'm in my shorts, pacing around the back garden as I'm talking to you. And I would love nothing more at this moment in time to be sitting in the garden that I just made this week, having a cup of coffee and just relaxing. And I know that I was wise in doing what I did, which was a 2 week garden in the space of a week, if you wish to call it that. To the photographs, what you'll also see there is my rhubarb stools. And if you remember a couple of podcasts ago, probably about 4 or 5 weeks ago, they were just pipping above the ground. So I'm not far off, to be honest with you, having rhubarb with some custard. Something I'm really looking forward to. And I've just got word from my older brother Liam. He's donating me his old chest freezer, and that allows me to do something that I haven't been able to do prior to now, when I get my hands on it, that is. Because if you remember the amount of apples that I had, and they were being fed to, they were being pulped is what we were doing with them, and then feeding Ella, my daughter, with them. But all of the, like, I still have blackcurrants, redcurrants, berries from last season, problem is I was given so much of it away because I just couldn't store, I couldn't house, I couldn't store the things. And that's something I'll be able to do with the chest freezer. So, you know, it's nice to see the rhubarb coming up. The parsley's also coming up as well as are my chives, which, you know, and you'll see, I think the sorrel, as I said to you, had that photographed up there, I think it was last week or the week before, but I'm really just looking forward now to, I suppose, getting my hands on some homegrown vegetable and salad and the whole lot. And that leads me on to my next photograph. Well, it's not the next photograph, it's the photograph after that. And they're the onion sets. Remember I planted them about 2 weeks ago? They're just pipping above the ground. The garlic sets, they haven't really done a whole lot, but that's, I understand, they're a little bit slower growing. But the onions have come up, so that's given me a nice little bit of hope. And again, it's just in pots outside my back door. Nothing really rocket science to it. I don't particularly want to go and dig up my entire back garden and turn it to allotment as Kevin O'Reilly would. I don't like having, you know, areas set out to that I have to garden, and if I don't fill them, then if they're not filled with something growing in them, then I look a bit silly, or I look a bit, it becomes a bit untidy, or I don't want it to be a laborious task or something that I have to do. I like my gardening, but I like to be logic about it. And the logic is that if the pots become untidy or the onions have been cropped, I get to put them away at the back of the shed, and I don't need to worry about it. I don't need to worry about it. And that's a way of doing it that suits me, I suppose. And that really is what it comes down to. If you look at the photograph before that, I think it's photograph number 4. They are the excess of the daffodil bulbs that I would have bought at the plant fair in Our Lady of Dolores Church. And it was a plant sale that was recommended to me by Jane Powers. And I suppose I'm a little bit, one of them, I tend to buy too many plants. I tend to buy too many bulbs. I tend to buy too many everything when it comes to the garden only, really. And so rather than kind of put them in the shed in the knowledge that they would sprout anyway, I planted them all up and just put them all to one side, and they're all just sprouting up. So I'll be able to put a bow around them and give them away as gifts, which is something that hopefully will make somebody else smile. Photograph number 6, which is the final one, is the roof structure of the gazebo that I built midweek in Anne's garden. I didn't want to take a photograph of it because it's hers and it's one off and it's made specifically for her, so it was unfair to do that. So I just took a photograph of the, I suppose, as the sun was going down, the sun, you say, as the rain eased off, more like it, I just took a photograph up through the shadows of it, and that is where it ends up. Now, you might remember some weeks ago I had Philip Murta talking to me. Philip is the gentleman with the 3 square meters of garden. That's all he wishes to. I choose to do mine in pots. Philip wanted is somewhat of a plot as versus pots. Phil, how's the garden gone since we last spoke? It's been about 3 or 4 weeks since.
Oh, okay. Well, the onions are coming along fine now. They're all bouncing up about 2 inches above the soil surface. The old rhubarb are starting to jump out about 2 or 3 inches there.
That's something you didn't have much luck with over the years.
Oh, no. Well, I moved to another place in a sunnier climate, much drier, and it seems to now start to take off. So that was just, I put that in the flower bed, just to let you know, nothing special about it. Didn't actually put it in the veggie garden at all. Just took it completely out and put it in among the flowers where I normally have flowers and shrubs. And I think it's going to look an excellent addition there. And you can eat it as well, very nice. And but back to the garden, I had a little cloche, you see, of tiny little pots where I was starting off my seeds. So the radishes are now starting to bounce out, the little small baby, what do you call it, lamb's lettuce. I think it's a nice roundy leaf from the lettuce. That's all starting to bubble out nicely. And I was actually doing a temperature check there, and I was getting about, oddly, today now, okay, it's any time it's sunny, definitely get right into the high teens inside the cloche. Now, At night time, I don't know what it is. I need a min-max thermometer to get them.
When you say cloche, for those who wouldn't appreciate, this is the little plastic 1 foot by 1 foot squared little...
Exactly. It's about 1 foot by 2 feet in this case, yeah, but that's...
And a cloche, for those you don't know, is if you know what a polythene tunnel is, well, how about a miniature one of them? That's essentially what you're talking.
That's exactly it, yeah. And I kind of tie it down with a couple of bricks just to make sure it doesn't blow away in the wind. So it's really lightweight. Yeah. And it's everything is germinating. About 70 or 80% of the pots are germinating. Little plants are coming out. So next week I'm hoping to start planting out some of them. I don't think I'll have to thin them or anything like that. Just literally break them out of the little pots and plant them in the line and see what happens.
What else have you got grown, Philip?
I have, as I said, radishes, a variety of lettuces. I've also got that red lettuce, red fluffy lettuce. I forget the name of it. That's it. Very good, Lola Rosso. Very good. And then the other stuff, then I have some beetroot. I decided to experiment with some beetroot. And I also put in some red scallions. That stuff hasn't appeared at all. None of the scallions appeared. Just the seeds of the scallions. Nothing existing there at all. And indoors, I actually did three pots indoors. I did a pot with basil, which is coming up. And another pot what's the other one? Begins with a C. Coriander, that's the one. Yeah, the one with the slightly light green sort of serrated.
I feel like I'm playing Jeopardy with you here for $500.
Exactly. Yeah. I heard the IBM computer Watson lost on the last question. I don't know if you heard. You know, what was it? It had to be the big. It was a main central hub airport, and was also associated. The bit largest airport was actually associated with a World War II hero, and the other one was the second largest airport was associated with a key battle, World War II battle. And of course, the answer is Chicago, but Watson, the IBM computer, which apparently was doing very well, came up with the answer Toronto, and no one knows why. So it looks like us humans are still safe, you know. But Toronto, for those who don't know, O'Hare was the hero, and Midway, the Battle of Midway, is the second largest airport in Chicago. So there you are for a little bit of trivia pursuits. But I had the basil, I had the coriander, and I also have a little bit of parsley now starting to bounce up. So that's it.
And what's the so next week we're doing a little bit of planting out, and then
if assuming the weather lets us at it. I mean, we had terrible weather, rain and everything else. So and we leave the cloches over. We'll keep the temperature up just to keep the thing moving along, because when you touch the soil, it's warm. Yeah. It's lovely, you know. It feels like it's summer already, you know. But don't wish too much. But tomorrow now we're going to have plenty of precipitation. We ain't green for nothing, you know.
Folks, I'm going to leave that with you. I do, of course, have my general links, bits and bobs up on the blog, the bits that I found interesting throughout the week. And for the and finally section, there is a video up there that I got from the lads who are Irish Weather Online. They were the greatest help to me over the course of the particularly really bad weather, and also the week just gone where I really needed to know in advance what weather was going to be like. Thanks so much, lads. For anything else and for everything else, if you need to get in contact with me, you can do so. I'm at Donegan Gardens on Twitter. I'm facebook.com/ Donegan Landscaping, and I'm also on the blog. That's www.donneganlandscaping.com, and it's up in the top right hand corner. Just click it. What can I say, folks? Have an amazing Saturday weekend in the great outdoors. Do let me know how you get on, and do enjoy. Bye for now.